Good morning. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Teller Tabernacle Live. Welcome Teller family and all of our friends joining through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. Whether in the sanctuary or joining virtually, let us thank God for allowing us to gather on another Sunday. You could be anywhere in the world, but you chose to be here today to be in the presence of the Lord. A quick note for those in the sanctuary, at the end of the service, please be sure to exit by the side ramp exit door. And if we could all stand now as we open in prayer. Lord, thank you for this time you've given us to be in the presence of the Lord and to further receive or discover who you are. Thank you that you don't leave us in the dark about who you are and what you're doing in the world, but you have revealed yourself and your will through the Bible, your sacred word to us. Lord, we need your wisdom as we read your word and listen to our preacher preach. You promise us that we only have to ask for wisdom to receive it. Lord, please give us your wisdom now as we approach your word. Help us to discern the truth of this text. Help us to not rely on our own understanding. Thank you, Lord, for the clarity, encouragement, and hope your word brings. In Jesus' name, amen. Next, I am going to be reading our scripture this morning. I will be reading Exodus chapter 6, verses 2 through 8. God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appear to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I always established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they lived as sojourners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the people of Israel, who the Egyptians hold as slaves, and I have remembered my covenant. Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with the great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. So, the next segment of our service, you all can be seated, I'm sorry. The next segment of our service is very special. In honor of our pastor's pastoral anniversary, each Sunday of the month, a member will be sharing why they love Pastor Ford. I wasn't scheduled to do this today, so a special thank you goes out to my husband for having to work. I am picking up the slack, so I guess that's what wise are for it, huh? But in all seriousness, I'm actually glad I had the opportunity to express why I love my pastor. I think it's important to give people their flowers while we can. When I thought about what I would say, the first thing that came to mind is how there are very few people I can say no to. Very, very few people. And Pastor Ford is one of those people. The fact that I can't say no to him is actually the reason why I'm standing here right now. So, again, I didn't say no to him. I ignored, you know, my public speaking anxiety, but to God be the glory, I am here today. So, then I ponder, why are there people in our lives that we just can't say no to? What I came up with is I think when you have a person or people in your life that you just can't say no to, it's because you sort of feel indebted to them. It's because whatever they ask of you tends to be minuscule compared to what they have done for you. From the moment I've met Pastor Ford, he has poured into my life, whether it was through sermon, through counseling, giving me words of encouragement, or praying for me. He has truly, truly filled my cup. And I am sure he has filled the cups of many others in his flock. My pastor is selfless, relatable, always rooted in the Lord, and a man who deserves to be honored each month of the year. So that is why I love my pastor. The next part of our service, we will actually be having a solo selection by Mr. Fred Brown. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm excited to be here. I'm delighted to be here to serve our God. It's a wonderful thing to celebrate others. And I will say to the church family, God bless you. And also, happy anniversary when you see the pastor. Because God will make you clean inside. It says in the word of John, hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Let's get your hands together, y'all. Come on. In the word, in the book of John, it says, now you were clean through the word which I have spoken to you. So if you've been cleansed and washed in the blood of the Lamb, won't it make you clean inside? Won't it make you clean? Good God for heaven. Won't it make you clean? Won't it make you down inside? Won't it make you clean inside? Won't it make you clean inside? Wash you with his precious blood inside. Won't it make you clean inside? God will make you clean inside. Wash away your sins from the inside. Won't he make you clean inside? No music. Won't he make you clean? Come on. Inside. Won't he make you clean down inside? God will make you clean inside. Won't it make you clean? Come on, church. Inside. Hey, won't it make you? Good God for heaven. God will make you clean inside. Won't it make you down inside? God will make you clean. It's I said I'm washed in the blood, I'm clean. From the inside, washed in his blood, saturated with his blood, I'm clean. It's I, for him made you clean. Come on, put your hands together all over the world. Won't he make you clean inside? Won't he make you clean from inside? God will make you clean from the inside. Won't he make you clean inside? Wash away your sins from inside. Make you whole again. From the inside, God will make you clean. From the inside, won't he make you clean? From the inside, start your life all over again. Start your life all over again. God will do it. Won't he make you clean? Won't he make you clean from the inside? No music. Won't he make you clean? Come on, church. Won't he make you clean from the inside out?
he'll make you clean. Come on now, inside. What it makes you clean? Down inside. Hey, what it makes you clean? Inside. God will make you clean. Inside. Won't he make you clean? Inside. Won't he make you clean? Inside.
Hallelujah. God will make you clean inside. He'll wash you white as the snow.
Good God for heaven. Woo!
Good God for heaven. It's all right now. You've been cleansed, washed in the blood of the Lamb. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Now the next voice we will be hearing will be that of our Reverend John Curitan.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you. 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 God, we thank you. We celebrate you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. God, we bless your name today. We bless your name today. Listen, you can be seated in the sanctuary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So thankful to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. You know, I didn't know, most folks didn't know today was an unofficial men's day. Amen. Pastor, you might, if you were here, Pastor, today, you know what I'm saying. But I hope that all are welcomed in the house of God this morning. Amen. And before we start moving towards the word, I just want to go to one of our announcements. Amen. And I want to talk today about our announcement, the Fall Festival of Sukkot, the Feast of Booths. And this year on Wednesday, September 22nd, we will join the congregation of Mainline Reformed Temple for this wonderful festival and celebration in the Jewish community. Amen. So Pastor Ford is asking all who can join him and his family, either in person or on the live stream, to mark that date, Wednesday, September 22nd, for the Feast of Booths, will take place at Mainline Reformed Temple, 410 Montgomery Avenue, Wynwood, PA, 19096. Amen. It begins at 7 p.m. Part of the celebration is outdoors. Amen. But by 7:30, we'll move inside into the synagogue. Amen. Where Rabbi David Strauss will provide a message and overview of this significant festival. So more information will be made available leading up to that as we get closer to the 22nd, as well as the live streaming link will be available later in the month. But mark that date, Wednesday, September 22nd. And as a part of that, what Pastor Ford has asked is that we would spend this time on our worship morning to talk a little bit about the Feast of Booths. And to learn about this important celebration. And now, if you're like me, you don't necessarily spend a lot of time in the book of Leviticus. Amen. I'm just not there quite often. In fact, when I am there, I read very quickly. Amen. But I do want to say this, and they're putting some reference resources on the screen right now. Used to be, there were some tools, some acts, some books that I would go to the theologians. I don't try to just download this from the Bible on my own, but I look to those who have studied this throughout the years, look to these theologians, and try to glean from them and understand and learn from them, like many of us do from any of our teachers, all right? So, you know, what I'm glad is that now in present day that these resources are not just available where you have to go to the library and you have to find the right books, but they're available online. And so what they're putting on the screen right now, what they're dropping in the chat line are some of these Bible study resources. And I want you to understand these are not blogs. These are not devotions. These are not just individuals' thoughts. These are those who have labored and written books upon books about the Bible, about its history and what we can learn. So what you should see on the screen, there's Biblia.com, there's BibleGateway.com, there's BibleStudyTools.com, and because of my Deacon McCoy and what I learned from him, there's BlueLetterBible.com. So you've got that, and I want you to make sure that you make use of that, especially as we try to educate ourselves about the Feast of Booths. Amen. And in particular, there's one outline from the theologian Torrey regarding the Feast of Booths, and there's a link. They're placing the link in the chat screen now. And after, if you're not on the chat, don't worry about it. After service, in the email that goes out from info@taylortabernacle.com, if you're on that distribution list, that link will be, and a PDF document will be in there as well. So those are some resources, because again, this is the book of Leviticus. This is the Feast of Booths. Amen. We're not going to get it all in one, message today, but I think that there's some, that you can learn. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to, move on a little bit, and, we're going to get to our text. And he said, well, we know it's the book of Leviticus. Where are we there? Well, we'll find ourselves in the 23rd chapter, and we're going to be in 10 verses from the 33rd to the 43rd verse. Amen. And this morning I'll be reading to you from the English Standard Version. Amen. So here we are, the Feast of Booths, the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, beginning at the 33rd verse. It reads here, and it says, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the people of Israel, saying, On the 15th day of the seventh month, and for 7 days is the Feast of Booths to the Lord. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work. For 7 days you shall present food offerings to the Lord. On the eighth day you shall hold a holy convocation and present a food offering to the Lord. It is a solemn assembly. You shall not do any ordinary work." Verse 37, "These are the appointed feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim as times of holy convocation, for presenting to the Lord food offerings, burnt offerings and grain offerings, sacrifices and drink offerings, each on its proper day. Besides the Lord's Sabbaths, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vow offerings, and besides all your freewill offerings, which you give to the Lord. On the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the produce of the land, you shall celebrate the Feast of the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a solemn rest, and on the eighth day shall be a solemn rest. And you shall take on the first day the fruit of splendid trees, branches of palm trees and boughs of leafy trees and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. Verse 41. You shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It is a statute forever throughout your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the people of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God."
Amen. So there's a lot in these 10 verses, and I'm going to let Rabbi Strauss explain the majority of that on September 22nd. Amen. But I believe I found a word for God's people today in the 43rd verse where God gives a testimony of deliverance. Amen. It was for his people then and it's for his people today. He says that your generations may know that I made the people of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Amen. So today we'll look at the Feast of Booths from this perspective, a testimony of deliverance. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Most holy God, as we stand before you now, capture our minds, capture our hearts, Father, capture our ears. For you are the Most High God, and there is none above you. Lord, through your word, bring to remembrance that you are our God, and that as you kept your promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you will keep your promise to all generations who call on you. You are the God of our deliverance, the God of our salvation. Lord, dwell in our tent today. Let thy spirit be in our presence. Hallelujah to your name, O Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You may be seated in the sanctuary. Amen. And, you know, I'll tell you, I say on this one thing about festivals and one thing about celebration. Celebration is not always convenient. Amen. The celebration is not always convenient. And, you know, when we look at our calendars, we mark so many things by dates. Amen. Birthdays, anniversaries. Amen. Reunions, New Year's Day. Amen. Labor Day. Amen. We mark them by calendar dates. And so it is with the feast proclaimed by the Lord to Israel. There were 7 feasts on the calendar, with 3 of them being considered major events. So we have Pesach, or Passover, which is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We have Shavuot, which is the Feast of Weeks. And Sukkot, the Feast of Booths, that we read about today in Leviticus 23, the 33rd to the 43rd verse. Amen? And all of these occasions intending to be celebration, but depending on the exact year or depending on how we might be feeling at the time, amen, celebration doesn't always seem to be convenient. Amen. Not always convenient in our eyes. Amen. And so this week, while I'm studying, and even on this morning, when prayer requests come in, and I want to extend this prayer towards our sister Aaliyah Best and family affected by fire. Amen. And so we want to have them in our prayers. And while we're studying all these things coming, another hurricane hitting folks real hard. Amen. Another earthquake in Haiti. Amen. Another ICU ward at the local hospital that's nearing over capacity. Amen. Another forest fire that's out of control. Lives being lost to storms. Lives being lost to foreign wars. Lives lost to gun violence in our cities. Amen. There's a lot going on right now. Amen. And so celebration is not always convenient. Amen. But God brings us to the festival. Amen. And so I'm looking at this passage I'm studying, and I began to read fast because that's the way I read Leviticus. I read it fast. There's a lot of details in Leviticus. So to get through it, I've got to read fast. And I look at this passage and, you know, starting at the 33rd and, you know, I'm finding out information, details. It's one that it's held after the harvest. That it began the 15th day of the 7th month. I'm thinking, okay, details, amen. Then a reference point gets dropped in, amen. That's where your study Bibles come in. And it says that this Feast of Booths was prior or previously known as the Feast of Ingathering. So I stopped at this reference point. I said, well, let me learn about this. That was back in Exodus, the 23rd chapter. And it says there that the Feast of Ingathering, amen, this was a harvest festival that was celebrated at the end of the agricultural year, amen. So it was later equated with the Feast of Booths or the Feast of Tabernacles, amen. And it said this about the Feast of Ingathering or the Feast of the Harvest. It says, you shall keep the Feast of Harvest of the first fruits of your labor of what you sow in the field. You shall keep the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year. This means after the harvest, when you gather in the field the fruit of your labor. Verse 17, three times in the year shall all your males appear before the Lord God. Amen. And so it's here in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, the 16th and the 17th, referring to the Feast of Ingathering, later to be known as incorporated into the Feast of Booths. It's here that God specifies to Israel that this congregational gathering was and is a requirement. Amen. And in verse 17, when God specifies for the men to appear, it's not because only the men were required, but it was because the men were more likely to be working further away from home. Amen. These were not fields that were right next to the house, but these were fields that could be several days' journey to return. Amen. They were more likely to be afar off. So on this unofficial men's day, amen, in giving a word for the church today, I see and hear God was speaking and he says, come in from afar. Amen. Come in from the far place and back to the presence of the Lord. Amen. And this is not a call for believers to be here in the building. Amen. With you present in these seats, but this is a call for you to be fully present in your heart, fully present in your mind, fully present with your ears for congregational worship of the Lord. Amen. Listen, I'm not speaking about physical distance, but I'm speaking of spiritual distance. Okay, men? Amen. God is speaking today about spiritual separation. You may be physically present, but, and you even may be logged in online. Amen. But you're afar off. Amen. You're afar off. Amen. But God is calling for us to come in, to come all the way in. Amen. Listen, you may be all grown up now, but you might be spiritually afar. Amen. You may be in a grown up relationship. Amen. But you know what? Now you might be spiritually afar. Amen. You may be doing new things, experiencing new things, going to new places. Amen. But listen, you may be spiritually afar. Amen. You may be productive. You may be one of those productive saints. You might be a multitasker. Amen. How many multitaskers right now are listening to God's word and confirming a lunch meeting at the same time? Amen. Spiritually afar off. Amen. Here the Lord chooses the Feast of Booths as a requirement, urging us to bring our attention back to him. God is saying to his church today, come back to me. Come in from afar, for I, the Lord God, have called you. And again, this is not a call to fill seats. Not seats in the building, but rather this is a call that the Holy Spirit fill your heart and take over your environment wherever you are listening to this message. Amen. Come in from the far off place. Bring your attention back to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Listen, there's a lot of details in Leviticus. Verse 35 says there's to be holy convocation on the first day and the last day. Okay, more details. Verse 36, 37, and 38, there are several sacrifices and offerings all that where God is outlining when we're supposed to do something, how we're supposed to do something, what we're doing. And he goes into detail upon detail. And there's references here and there telling you what this is about. Verse 39, I see there's another reference. This one is particular to these days being holy days. Amen. Meaning that these are set aside days. Set aside time with the Lord. Amen. So I'm slowing down in my reading a little bit. I get to verse 40. And here this caught my interest more so just because of I started images and pictures coming to my mind, because in verse 40, God speaks of the leaves of splendid trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of leafy trees. Amen. And here I began to look at pictures that were available online showing me what the festival of Sukkot was all about and how Israel would be rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Amen. So I had to slow down in my study by the time I got to verse 40. But then verse 41, God starts to speak again. And when I got there, I really began to see the importance of the Feast of Booths from God's perspective. Amen. Because here in the 41st verse, he says, "You shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year." Amen. And this I get. Okay, we can do this. We can do 7 days a year. Got it. Amen. But then God says, "It is a statute forever throughout your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month." Amen. So God drew my attention because here he says, this is a statute that you should follow throughout all of your generations, every year. Amen. Amen. And I'm thinking, well, God, you spoke this in Leviticus, which means you were speaking it to Moses. And this is now the year 2021. Amen. I said this festival, this Feast of Booths, is important to God. Amen. Glory to God. And we learn when you study, when you look through those references, you'll learn that Israel wasn't always good at keeping the Feast of Booths. Amen. It was mandatory for them every year. Amen. But they didn't, like us, always follow God's instruction. Amen. Amen. I can relate to that. Amen. Glory to God. So verse 42, I'm ready. Amen. And we learn why God names it the Feast of Booths. He says there, "You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All native Israelites shall dwell in booths." Amen. And I slowed down because, you know, maybe this was just me, but not familiar with the terminology. I had to go at least to find out what this Feast of Booths is. Now, if you have an NIV version, if you're reading from the NIV, it was easy for you. It was ready because in the NIV, it reads as temporary shelters. Amen. So a booth is a temporary shelter. Amen. And in this Feast of Booths, it was made from the palm branches and the boughs of the splendid trees that God spoke about. Amen. A booth is a temporary shelter. Amen. A temporary shelter. Amen. So God began to speak this word again. And so in verse 42, talking about the Feast of Booths, talking about this temporary shelter, God started to speak covering. Amen. Glory to God. So at the beginning, I'm saying, God, there's a lot going on. There was a big storm this week. Amen. But God then comes here and he starts to talk about covering. Amen. And God speaks about this, and he's called us to the required place, and he's called us at a set aside time, and then he begins to speak covering. The splendid leaves or large leaves were used to form a sturdy, but yes, a temporary shelter. Amen. Although a place of rest, the booth is not for sleeping or unattentive rest. In the booth, we are sheltered from outside harm. And for us, this is what's important. We're sheltered from distraction. Amen. Our booth, listen, our booth is not a she shed. Amen. Glory to God. We got it. Our booth is not a man cave. Amen. It's a place for us to reflect on what God's saying until we can see what God sees. Amen. A booth, this temporary shelter, it's a place for us to reflect on what God's doing in us until we can see what God sees. This is not self-care. Amen. Though that might be important. This is not self-medication. Amen. This is not self-realization. Amen. But this is reflection outside of ourself and into the spirit where God shows us. Amen. Where God shows us. Remember, we're in the booth reflecting until we can see where God sees. And so we're here reflecting until we see God's will for our salvation. Amen. For our deliverance. Amen. And not only that, not only of our own selves, amen, but his will of salvation for all of humankind. Amen. And so we finally get, when we're in this last verse, Leviticus, the 23rd chapter and the 43rd verse, I'm good now. God, I'm following you. And maybe it might be the end of the passage, but this is where God's really speaking to my heart. Amen. God says in the 43rd, he says that your generations, glory to God, glory to God. God was thinking, he was speaking to Moses, but he was thinking about me. Glory to God. That your generations may know that I made the people of Israel dwell in booths, in temporary shelters. While they were in the wilderness, I covered them from the wilderness with a temporary shelter until I brought them out, while I brought them out of the land of Egypt. And then he says there at the end, he says, I am the Lord your God. Amen. Amen. This God's being personal about our deliverance. God's being personal about our situation. Amen. God's not standing afar off. The afar off thing, that's us. Amen. That's us. Amen. As soon as we call on God, he's like, what? Amen. He's like, I'm right here. Glory to God. The afar off thing is not God. Amen. He said, he's personal. He says, I am the Lord your God. Amen. Looking at this. Amen. After the harvest, after the work is done, after we've gathered in among the congregation, after we've made the expected sacrifice, after we've rejoiced in God's presence, after all of this, when we come under our covering, it is here in our relationship with God that generations after generations can claim the testimony of God that he offers to his people. Amen. That's why I didn't die off with your folks. That's why I didn't die off with their folks in the generation before them and the generation before them. Amen. Didn't die off. Amen. We go, when we look at this Feast of Booths, we go from requirement to reflection to relationship. Amen. And we end up at deliverance. Amen. Because God has called us and made it mandatory and put us in this temporary place. Amen. And listen, I told you when I started this study, I was telling God about everything that was going on. Amen. Telling him about the storm and thanking him for temporary shelter. Amen. But all the while that he covered me, I realized God is just preparing me for the home that he's promised me in heaven. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling him about everything that's going on. He says, well, come and enter into my covering. Come and enter into this temporary shelter. He said, if you stay there long enough, you're going to realize that I'm just preparing you for this home that I promised you in heaven. Amen. Come on, remember this. back in Exodus 6 and 2 that we began with this morning, amen, God, here God had to reintroduce himself to a people that had mostly forgotten him. Amen. But God heard the groanings of their hearts, and he looked at the world around them. They were looking and they said, God, there's a lot going on. Amen. But God spoke a word through the mouth of Moses that he remembered the covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a plan for their deliverance and a plan for their prosperity. Amen. And the plan was too much for the people to take in at one time. Glory to God. That's why they had the wilderness place. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. Sometimes God will speak a word into our life and it's too much for us to handle. Now, if we just walked into it, we would receive it. Amen. Glory to God. God makes a way. And sometimes we remember that, and glory to God. So the next time he calls, we do that. We walk right into it. Amen. But many times it's too much to handle, especially if it's a big thing. Amen. And so what we end up doing, amen, we end up in the wilderness. Amen. But God had already spoken this thing. He didn't get turned away by their discouragement. Amen. But he had already spoken. And so this was a part of the testimony of deliverance that he had for them. And so what he had to do, he put them in temporary shelters to cover them until they made it to the promised land. And how do I know that they made it? Because in Joshua, the 21st chapter in the 43rd, it says this. It says, thus the Lord gave to Israel all the land that he swore to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it, and they settled there. Amen. And the Lord gave them rest on every side. Some of us been up every night, but he says, I gave you rest on every side, just as he sworn to their fathers. Not one of their enemies had withstood them, for the Lord had given all their enemies into their hands. Now listen to this, verse 45. He says, not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed, all came to pass. Amen. And so while we're in temporary shelter, and while we're coming into relationship with God, and while we're allowing him to cover us and to speak to us, amen, God is telling us these things, and everything that he speaks shall come to pass. Glory to God. God's testimony continues to this day, not just for the generations of Israel, but likewise for those who believe in the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 says this, for we know that if the tent, our temporary shelter, if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And what the Apostle Paul teaches in this verse is that this body is yet a temporary home, but the plan of God for us is a new body and a new home with him in heaven, eternal. Amen. Glory to God. God's new covenant with the believer is this, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him, in Jesus Christ, should not perish, but yet have eternal life. Amen. And just as when Israel needed faith to follow Moses out of Egypt, every believer exercises faith when they make a decision to follow Jesus Christ. Amen. And I call on you today, if you have not yet made that decision, will you make it now? Will you trade in what is temporary for that which is eternal? Amen. We're closing today, but if you would like to receive this gift that the Lord has spoken and has promised, it's available even now. Listen, you can pray this with me. You can repeat it with me. You can have it heard in your hearing. Amen. But this is our prayer for you. Dear Lord, I know that I'm not in right relationship with you. Will you pray this with me? Lord, in fact, I'm spiritually far from you. But Lord, right now in faith, I receive the covering of grace right now to call on the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. I have not been right with you, God. I have been wrong. But I receive the grace that you make available for me right now. And so I am believing in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that you sent Jesus because you love me, and that his earthly ministry, his shed blood, his death on the cross, and most importantly, his resurrection provided a way for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone for my salvation. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving and saving me. Amen. Amen. Did you pray that prayer today? Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer today, call us on the line right now. Call us at 215-748-4578. Amen. I want you to know that this thing is done. Salvation is done for you. The Holy Spirit is coming to join and indwell with you right now. Call us on the line, 215-748-4578. Amen. If you get the voicemail, amen, leave us a message so that we can get in touch with you. Glory to God. If the phone's not right by, or if you're listening on the phone right now, go to our website, www.taylortabernacle.com. It's on your screen right now. Go to our website, glory to God. Connect with us. Glory to God. This position of salvation is not meant for us to be alone. But connect with us that we might guide you and teach you about the gift that is made unto you through Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We're done today. But would you just give him some praise, church? Glory to God. Would you celebrate in his booth today? Would you use your temporary shelter to give God some praise? Glory to his name. Would you reflect and meditate on all that God has done for you? Every good thing he's done on your behalf. Every difficult spot that he's brought you out of, every storm that he's covered you through, glory to his name. Hallelujah. We give you praise, O Lord, in your house today. Glory to God. Come on, Deacon McCoy. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 We thank the Lord for that good word he had for us this morning, and that he anointed our minister to deliver it to us today. Thank you, Lord. We're going to transition to the next part of our service. The Lord has given so much to us. Now I'm going to speak about the opportunity you have to give to his kingdom. Amen. Amen. Your giving is actually an act of faith. Amen. 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 There are three ways that you may give. Amen. The first, you can go by text message. You would text the code Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, 61, to the phone number 73256, and you'll receive a link and instructions for you to make your donation. To give through the website, please go to TaylorTabernacle.com, one word, TaylorTabernacle.com/giving, and follow the instructions. You can give by U.S. mail. Please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Amen. And finally, if you had the opportunity and you're here today joining us in the sanctuary, the gift baskets for the church and for the speaker are right there by the door, so that as you're exiting and going down the ramp, before you do, you may place your offering in the box that's over there by the windowsill. Amen? Amen. Amen. There are several announcements which I'm going to cover. These announcements will also be out in the email that we send, and you can find the information on the website. But I still want to go through it. First and foremost, before you decide to come, if you're going to join us for service, check your temperature. Make sure you have a mask. If you don't feel right, you have a temperature, just hold off and come another week. Amen? Amen. Let us all love one another as ourselves. That means if you're not feeling right, you want to look out for your brother and your sister as well as yourself. Amen? Now, for our announcements, on September 12th, we are having our Holy Communion, and we will also have our gardening class after the service. So that will be next Sunday. Amen? And then next week, so starting after that on the 12th, that's when we're going to have our week of fasting. So September 13th through September 17th, we will have our five-day fast, Monday through Friday during the day from 6 to 6. During the 12 hours of fasting, we will increase our prayer time and reading of the Bible. We will only drink water. At 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., we will begin and end with our time of fasting with 15 to 20 minutes of devotion, with all of us dialing into the church conference line, and that is 775-799-9141. Amen? Amen. On Tuesday, September 14th, please join our pastor. This is his anniversary year, so please join our pastor, anniversary month, excuse me. Well, he will be the guest preacher for a pastoral installation service of Pastors Calvin and Eleanor Rooks. The service will take place at Golden Gate Christian Assembly, located at 815 Clifton Avenue in Collingdale, Pennsylvania. The service will begin at 7 p.m. There will also be live streaming. And for Pastors Calvin and Eleanor Rooks, they come from right down the street over at Christ Calvary. When you see them, you'll recognize them. Amen. Next, on September 19th, following morning service, YLE will host its Lean On Me series. This series will focus each month on a specific area or challenge that is facing our children in the schools. This month's topic will be dealing with anxiety. The event will take place in person here at the Tabernacle, but will also be available online for those wishing to participate virtually. The online information will be provided in the future. If you have any questions, please contact Brother Khalil McFarland and Sister Christina Rook for details. Amen? Amen. But let's reach out to not just have our children, but other children, so that they know about this, so that they can either come or stream in. Because they are facing anxiety. We may not realize it because they're a bundle full of energy, but they're facing anxiety just like we are. Amen? Amen. Wednesday, September 22nd, Fall Festival of, now I'm asking, Sukkot, right? Sukkot, excuse me, see? Or Feast of Booths. And that, Reverend Curitan just preached on it. We're going to join the congregation of Mainline Reformed Temple. He's given a good explanation. I'm just going to give you the address since he has discussed it. It's going to take place at the Mainline Reformed Temple at 410 Montgomery Avenue in Wynwood, PA, 19096. So 410 Montgomery Avenue in Wynwood. September 26th. Anybody know what September 26th is? That is our pastor's anniversary. Amen? Amen. So we want to celebrate our pastor's 12th anniversary. Amen. Our guest preacher will be Pastor Carolyn Cavanis of Bethel AME Church of Ardmore. Pastor Cavanis is the first female pastor in that church's 125-year history. Amen. So let's make sure we're out, we're online, so that we can attend that service, celebrate our pastor, and hear a wonderful word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There will be a gardening class immediately after that. Amen. Now, for this month, because we are celebrating our pastor's anniversary, if you would like to give a special love offering to our pastor this month, you may do so online by selecting, quote, pastor's offering from the drop-down menu, or if you would like to send him a check or money order, please mail it to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Amen. If you would like to send a message of encouragement to our pastor this month or at any time, you can visit our website, www.taylortabernacle.com, and use the Contact Us page to send your message to the pastor. Amen. But as Sister Leah just came up earlier and said why she loves her pastor, I'm sure we all have something we can say. Amen. Let us be a blessing to the one who is pouring the word of God out, because God is giving it to him, and he is a willing receptacle. He's up every morning at 5 o'clock studying and praying all week, so that he is prepared to give the Lord's word to us. Amen. We should show our appreciation for someone who has that kind of dedication to making sure that God's people receive his word. Amen. Amen. With that, I'm going to turn the service back over to Minister Curitan.
Amen. We can rise in God's house, amen, as we prepare for benediction. Deacon McCoy, I'm gonna put a disclaimer on whether or not I have the correct pronunciation of the Hebrew. Amen. I don't want to in any way appear to try to think I know it, but I think that's what it is. Festival of Sukkot. Amen. As I've heard it. And again, Rabbi David Strauss will do so much more for us on the 22nd. So we thank all that have had the opportunity and the blessing to be able to gather today, not just in the sanctuary, but with us on YouTube, with us on Facebook. Amen. Glory to God. Let's stay together congregationally in whatever format we may have to be in. Amen. Let's set this time aside. Amen. Even wherever we might be, in our homes or on the, I don't want to say on the job. We can't be on the job and be in service. I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't say that. But after the work is over, God said, set aside some time. So even if you have to work on Sunday, amen, set aside some time afterwards, amen, to receive what God would have for you today. Father, we thank you. We're so glad to be available and in your presence, oh Lord. Father, continue this work that you have begun in us, God. Continue to change us. Continue to make us to reflect your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, work with everything that's in us, O Lord, that we might find ourselves acceptable in your sight. Father, we love you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Goodbye. We'll see you next week. Glory to his name.